episode 1 kan. Pas gue tuh suka dengerin episode kita tuh kalau misalnya udah tayang, terus kayak ya udah gue jalan-jalan, kayak kalau misalnya I'm going to the supermarket and I take a walk or whatever.
Gue juga di mobil gitu kalau gue nyetir.
Iya kan? Yeah. Terus gue dengerin, terus gue kayak anjing, kita enggak penting banget ya apa yang kita ngomong. ada pentingnya, tapi ada waktunya yang kayak apa sih?
Gitu, apa sih faedahnya ngobrol?
Apa sih?
Nggak tahu, kita juga nggak tahu sih faedahnya apa ya. Cuman gue udah bilang
bodo amat,
kita cuman ngajakin lo pada dengerin kita nelfon, udah gitu aja udah. Karena biasanya iya, orang-orang tuh suka nguping omongan orang lain gitu kan. Emang kita siapa anjing? Artis bukan ya, elah.
Lo kemarin mabok ya?
Buset, gue mabok banget. Udah 2 hari gue udah lama kan nggak mabok bok-bok gitu kan. Pas gue di Makassar kan gue cuman kayak minum-minum chill gitu, karena ya gue gak bisa teler lah, ada ponakan gue gitu, there's a baby involved, so we don't, we wanna be responsible, right, around babies and shit, fucking adulting and shit. Tapi tuh kemarin kan pas syuting yang fix itu adalah gue dogista lah sama Eki, gak jelas banget gue ngapain tuh. Kalau pacar gue liat gue gak,
by the way, buat mother fixers and sister fixers, when we say doggy style, it's not that she's actually doing doggy style with Eki. Itu cuman kayak no, cuman posenya doang, terus ada fotonya gitu, dan
terus kayak gak nempel juga,
bukan yang
gak, cuman
iya, bukan yang kayak I feel like that would never happen.
It's gonna get weird cause we're gonna shoot the next ini lagi, apa, Sleep With Me, lu bayangin gak? Kata Eki, lu siap-siap aja, lu akan gue lecehin. Yeay, that's what I'm looking for.
I'm jealous.
I know. I kind of wish that you were here. I hope December you can go back here, come back in Indo, man. If not, it's okay. At least I have a good friend. I have a best friend in Singapore, and she's crazy. And I can't wait for you to be back. My life agak kurang sih, gak ada lo, Nick.
Aduh, dalam banget. Pas nih kita tuh, gue pengen kita agak mabok malam ini karena. Malam ini walaupun topiknya agak light ya, what we are going to talk about will make us cry because it's the stuff that makes us cry and it's movies.
In movies, yeah. Jadi Nicole itu suka banget nangis kalau nonton film. Kesannya gue enggak.
Banget. Lo juga anjing.
Lo parah banget. Gue diketawain Eki gara-gara Hamilton anjir. Kata Sabrina apa dikit nongol nangis, gue bilang. Lo kayak baru nonton sama gue lo. Gue kata dia, baru gue ngeliat lo senangis ini. Ya, gue nangis banget kalau nonton film. Giliran punya masalah hidup gak ditangisin. Film ditangisin, aneh banget. But yeah.
Tapi gue ngerasa kayak kalau misalnya kayak nangis ya. Gue ngerasa kalau misalnya nangis in a movie, I feel like it's getting harder to not cry in movies the older that I'm getting. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Oh my god, am I the only
dude, I swear. It's like our hormones were like they're getting older, so they're like, oh, we just have to cry at everything. Today, the topic of discussion is something that Serena and I want to talk about because I think, like, no matter what kind of person you are, there's a part of you that still loves rom-coms. And we love rom-coms.
Yeah.
Even though rom-coms are a little bit like, kayak kita udah tahu lah kalau misalnya banyak rom-com itu kayak
gak bakal
jadi. It's not realistic. We know. Yeah. Like, I get it. I understand. But it's still nice to kind of like think, shit, that was a good rom-com. Dan kalau menurut gue sama Sabrina, kayak rom-com zaman dulu kayak keren banget. Gue gak tahu karena emang kita udah tua atau gimana ya, tapi gue ngerasa rom-com zaman dulu itu kayak keren banget dibanding sama sekarang.
Iya, yeah, I don't know why. Jadi gue nonton, gue tadi baru mikirin hal yang sama gitu. Kayak maksudnya I watch To All the Boys I've Loved Before. Maybe it is more relevant to the kids these days. Tapi kayak sama gue, ya Noah Centineo ganteng. Cuman kayak, gitu, gitu mungkin karena.
Tapi kalau menurut gue, yang pertama okay, yang the first one was actually pretty good, and I actually really liked. Surprisingly, I actually kind of liked the soundtrack as well, because a good rom com needs a good soundtrack.
True.
But that. The second one was like fucking gay, dude. I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, this is even more unrealistic than what rom coms are supposed to be.
Yeah.
Gue nggak ngerti lagi.
Udah kejauhan sih menurut gue yang keduanya. Tapi mungkin kalau misalnya if you are not in our age dan lo pengen tahu reference film-film zaman dulu yang kira-kira okay, ini boleh nih, boleh banget nih, karena it's holiday season, almost December, November udah termasuk holiday season. Songs gonna be everywhere, dan biasanya romcom yang keren-keren tuh settingannya end of year gitu, jadi kita semi holiday.
Always Christmas.
Yeah, man, kayak gue gak tau kenapa ya, kayak tiap gue PMS itu gue selalu butuh film-film yang bikin gue bahagia, nangis bahagia gitu. Misalnya I need that kind of movie. And I think it's Nicole and I, karena ini podcast kita, bebas kita mau ngomongin apa aja, kita
bodo amat
lo mau dengerin juga ya udah, nggak didengerin juga ya udah, yang penting konsisten.
That's the motto of like Fix Productions always. Lo mau nonton ya udah, lo nggak mau nonton ya udah
gitu. Kalau giler nih kasih konten, jangan protes gitu kan, jangan minta ini kak subtitle lagi nunggu nih, syukur kita bikinin. Jadi ini bisa jadi list lo untuk nonton di Netflix. Karena rata-rata sih mestinya udah ada di Netflix ya. Mestinya udah ada di Netflix.
Some of them aren't. But yeah. I think this is definitely. So before, I mean, like as Sabrina said, ini kan udah mau holiday season, dan sebenarnya Christmas is literally like, I mean, I celebrate Christmas. I know some people don't, but it is literally like my favorite holiday, because I don't see Christmas as like a religious thing, but I see Christmas as like a time of love, and like when you want to love people. Like, it doesn't have to be love between lo sama misalnya pacar lo atau suami lo atau whatever. It's just the love you have for people. Yeah, the love you have like your friends and your family. And it's like just this like really warm time to show love. And itu kenapa tadi Sabrina juga bilang kayak a lot of rom-coms are set during this time. True. So today we are going to talk about our favorite rom-coms, because we can, and because we will, and because
we want.
Hari ini kita mau ngomongin our top favorite rom-coms from Sabrina and I. We'll just take turns here, and for each time that we take a turn, we drink a shot.
Oh shit, yeah. Oh shit, yeah, let's go.
I wasn't expecting you to say yes. I'm scared now.
Oh shit, yeah. No, bitch. Bring it on.
Okay. We'll take a shot if you name the rom-com, we'll take a shot if we've cried to it. Jadi kalau misalnya lo ngomong misalnya She's All That or whatever.
Gila, Nick. I'm gonna take a shot in every rom-com. Come on, man.
Okay, before we start off, I think we should take a shot.
Okay. Let's go.
Yes. I love okay, Sabrina. I love okay.
I know that there's no use in fighting you right now, so
let's do it.
Cheers.
Yes, cheers.
Hallelujah.
God damn.
Ooh, my friend.
Oh, goddamn.
Oh, that's good.
Wow, enak, anget. All right, Sabrina, what is your number 10 rom-com of all time? 10.
I have it written on my list. So it's 10 Things I Hate About You. I bet it's on your list.
Ah, shit. We just took a shot. We can't take another shot,
okay,
dude.
But, okay, that one is right. Jadi, buat yang belum nonton, 10 Things About You, 10 Things I Hate About You, itu kenapa kita suka banget sama film itu ya? Gue karena mungkin di situ si what's his name again? Heath Ledger. Awal-awal dia nongol, it was one of his first movie, and
dude,
dia tuh kayak
he was so handsome. Oh my god.
kayak tipikal, tipikal apa ya, tipikal bad boy turns good gitu loh, kayak
itu loh sama gue banget, Seb.
Iya kan,
itu loh sama gue banget, itu
kan kayak we like this scruffy looking guy, very manly, mm-hmm. very different, very artsy, very bold.
Yep.
Kayak apa ya, kayak lovable scene itu loh, yang waktu dia kayak nyamperin ceweknya pas dia lagi kayak latihan marching band. That's the part that I love and how they incorporate, like
terus dia nyanyi lagi dan yeah. itu dia beneran nyanyi loh, itu yeah. dia beneran nyanyi, man.
Dan,
keren banget.
Dan kita tuh sebelum dia jadi Joker, kita masih berkesempatan untuk ngelihat kayak, oh my god, this guy is so fucking talented, he's so young. Terus Julie Stiles juga baru-barunya nongol. Actually both of them are really like, apa ya, nyolong gitu loh. They're really stealing the spotlight, karena dua yang lainnya itu, dua aktor. No, yang satu itu Joseph Gordon-Levitt ya?
Yes, he's a good boy. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, good boy. And I have such a crush on Joseph Gordon-Levitt as well. Like, but him in that movie was like not at his like peak.
Yeah.
Tapi dia emang masih udah kayak udah cakep gitu loh. Tapi yeah. Heath Ledger stole the show for sure.
Heath Ledger.
But for everybody who doesn't know, this is in the 90s and like early 2000s.
Early 2000, yeah.
Rom-com. Yeah, but I think let's okay. 10 Things I Hate About You. 10 Things I Hate About You came out in 1999. And a lot of rom-coms that came out in the 90s, like late 90s and early 2000s, were based off of old stories.
I know, yeah.
Dan sebenarnya 10 Things I Hate About You was based off of Taming of the Shrew, which is originally written by Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Taming of the Shrew. The shrew, itu sebenarnya is like a, it's like an evil. The shrew is like an angry bird, yeah, okay? Yeah. And that the shrew is meant to be cat. And actually, in the Shakespeare version, the lead character girl's name is Catherine, and that's why her name is Cat. Dan kebanyakan itu kayak di convert jadi kayak lebih modern gitulah storynya. So tapi, that is why the story is so cool.
Yeah, yang bagus juga emang karena tuh the story set up was in a high school, and then they're supposed to be in the same English class, so you see a lot of like poem reference, you know, it's very very kayak beautifully written in my opinion, karena kayak bukan cuman film cinta-cintaan, tapi tuh ada pelajarannya juga gitu loh, kayak it's nicely thought. Gue suka banget sih. Gue suka banget sama film itu karena pada zaman itu tuh lumayan aneh. It's kind of a little bit. It's a bit indie gitu loh pada zamannya.
Yeah, then I don't know about you, but I feel like romcom zaman dulu kenapa ya lebih romantis gitu ya? That I think that's why we feel more connected to romcoms from back in the day, because
yeah.
There's something about stuff back in the day yang kayak we didn't really have smartphones and stuff, so there's a reason that shit is like romantic.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to sound like a fucking grandma over here, okay? I'm just saying that maybe we just feel nostalgic because we grew up with that kind of shit.
Yeah. But if you guys want to check it out, coba cari aja di streaming ininya, di streaming servicesnya. Kalau nggak ada, ya bajak lah. Enggak ya? Jangan.
You definitely took that off my list. So we're down to 9. That would be like my number. That would be like my number 7. Gue bisa nonton itu berulang-ulang kayak apa ya? Kayak nggak bosen. Dan kenapa? Tadi kan lo bilang kayak agak indie gitu kan?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the reason that you and I like it so much, because it's not like fucking gay, right? It's just like, it's actually funny. There are parts of it that are fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It has every element of like what you need in a rom-com, which is comedy and romantic, right? A lot of fucking rom-coms now are not even funny, and I'm like, that's not a fucking rom-com. That's just like,
I know, it's just like
Hallmark movie, dude.
Yeah, Hallmark movie. I mean, like, ini tuh ada gritty-nya dikit gitu loh. Terus kayak cowoknya tuh bukan yang kayak, you know, on the book handsome. You know, he looked like just, come on, Heath Ledger looked like an ordinary guy, but he's just, he has that, you know, suave, whatever.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Every character in this movie has a problem with themselves. That's why the movie is so cool.
Yeah, cool, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the problem, like, kayak karakternya itu keluar, jadi kayak they feel relatable, and that's how people like it. So, I don't know. If you haven't watched it, watch
you
it.
You should watch it. And please get back at us to see if you like it or not. Okay, Nick. Come on, I'm ready to take my shot.
Okay.
We have the same list. Come on.
Okay, you said 10 things I hate about you. So let's just go down the 90s route, okay? I mean, up there, come on. She's All That. Who doesn't fucking love She's All That?
Yeah, that's you. I don't have that on my list. I know.
Somehow fucking dare you. She's All That is fucking amazing. I fucking love that movie. Like, kenapa lo gak suka? Kenapa? Sekarang kita harus debat, sumpah gue marah deh.
Bukan gak suka sih. Kayak mungkin bukan jelek ya. It's just not that memorable for me. But I watch it and I liked it. Especially the scene Kiss Me yang turun tangga gitu. I liked it.
Nah, itu emang memorable banget ya.
Tapi gue masih punya banyak film lain yang lebih memorable. Tapi itu bagus, bagus. Gue suka.
Okay. So it's not on your list. It's not on your list.
Our kids, you know, like with the handsome guy. Ya elah, udah ini banget itu. Udah recipe for
like. Emang dia cakep sih. Tapi Freddie Prinze Jr. was so fucking handsome back in the day, yo.
Oh, with the hair? Oh my god.
Hair was a little bit. You know what that's called? That hair is called a cowlick. Kenapa gue suka film itu? Karena itu juga ada elemen. I think rom-coms in the 90s had a lot of like elements of comedy that I think maybe we can relate to because we understood jokes like that. Gue suka Rachel Lee Cook. I liked her character. Although, yes, I will agree a lot of it was a little bit unrealistic yang kayak kok tiba-tiba dia jadi cantik cuman gara-gara dia kayak lepasin kacamata segala macam. But there were parts of it yang kayak, man, I just remember watching that when I was like 10 years old and I was
you forgive like, that. You forgive that part, you know?
Yeah, good. Yeah. I was like, I can't wait when I'm in high school and I have boobs and I can't wait to walk down the stairs wearing a red dress and I'm gonna look so pretty and some guy is gonna catch me when I fall. Like,
not gonna happen. No, never gonna happen.
Never fucking happen. But yes, okay, that is my number. Kalau misalnya kita nggak usah ngomongin nomornya, but that's definitely not my top 5. It's like top 10, but not top 5.
I wouldn't want to watch that movie now that I remember that I've never replayed that. I just like
you
the idea
watch
of
it again, just you
know,
for fun.
You know, I like the idea of her having this basement full of like artworks.
That's and she used to like draw about her mom and shit like that. I mean, there are different parts of the characters that make them a little bit more dynamic, I guess.
Yeah. I just remember this tacky ass scene yang gue selalu, I always make a joke about it. So every rom-com always has this place that they go to when they're sad. Like,
yes, god,
yeah, rom-com tuh kayak, this is what I go to when I'm sad. Di atap ke,
yeah. Di terus tiba-tiba kalau misalnya ceweknya hilang, where is she? I know where she is. How did you find me here? I knew your place. Like, oh, okay. Kayak, ya udah. Lu tadi kan udah cerita ke dia.
Kayak.
Gue tau banget itu.
Kayak tempat biasa gitu. Kayak ketemu di mana? Same thing. Anjing, gila. Okay. I have this. Okay. Can it be my list now? Okay. Gue baru inget banget ini.
Yes.
Gue suka banget sama film ini. Gue lumayan suka sih. A Walk to Remember.
Okay. A Walk to Remember was like the movie when I was like in 7th grade. I remember semua cewek dan cowok loh. Cewek dan cowok suka banget sama film itu. Walaupun cowok gak mau ngaku kalau misalnya dia suka.
Yeah.
Dan soundtracknya itu bagus banget.
The
soundtrack was so good.
Yang apa? Yeah. In my head.
Yes, I know. And then when she sang it like in the theater when it was like her play and she was like, I'm like a black goddess here in like the middle, and then he kissed her and she was like, why did you kiss me? I'm a server of God. I can't be kissed. And like you're like, oh my god, it's like so forbidden. It's like
so insane. Okay, mungkin kita harus cerita kali ya ini di setiap rom-com kita harus cerita nih sinopsisnya kayak apa. Okay, so this A Walk to Remember is about a guy and a girl. Tetap aja resepi kesukaan gue Maniko, bad boys and good girl. We like that combo of bad girls and good girls, you know. And then they mereka tuh kayak mereka tuh kayak opposite attraction, is that what they call it, like, you know what?
Yeah, awalnya si cowok ini emang bad boy.
Yeah.
Terus dia itu he kept getting like in trouble and in trouble. Terus he in some way or whatever, he involved this girl who is played by Mandy Moore.
Yes.
And at the time, Mandy Moore was like hot fucking shit, and she was like still a singer and shit. And she was like a believer in God. She was like, dia anaknya pastor gitu lah, dia anaknya like a fucking priest or some shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, I believe in God. And she looked like fucking man. She's like, she spoke really soft. She was like, yes. I only do good in the world. You shouldn't do that. What the fuck was his name? What was his name? Sean?
I forgot. Wait. I mean, like,
what, it's like Sean or some shit. I don't remember. But the guy was so fucking hot at the time.
I love that guy, man. He's so fucking handsome. Oh my god. Was it? What,
yeah,
was
but
it?
Then he got really. He got like. Do you realize that all these rom-com guys in the '90s or like in the early 2000s, like they grew. They didn't grow well. You know what I mean? They like didn't age well.
I know. Shane West. That's what his name.
Shane West, yes. So dia itu kayak, dia kayak minta bantu dari si cewek ini yang kayak believer in God and whatever. And he was like, let me try to do good, because there was like some incident where he like almost killed a dude or like whatever. Yeah. And he was like, oh my God, it's a wake up call. And then he was like, let me do good. And she was like, okay. Oh no, they got put into a play together because his like punishment dari sekolah itu kayak ya udah kalau misalnya. Ya, lo main di play ini. Yeah. Terus si cewek ini tuh jadi kayak lead actress-nya di play ini. Terus dia kayak, ya udah gue belajar my line sama lo gitu kan. Let's terus ceweknya kayak, okay, fine. I'll learn the lines with you. But you have to promise not to fall in love with me. Oh, and he was like, why would I fall in love with you? And she was like, well, whatever. And then what the fuck happened? He fucking fell in love with her, right? What? Like, what the fuck?
Do you know the tackiest shit? I actually use that line to people.
That's the line you would fucking use.
I actually like would use that line to be like, don't fucking fall in love with me, and just to trick their mindset to make them fall in love with me.
Dude. I mean, at what age? You mean like right after the movie came out?
No, but a couple years after, I think I was still a teenager. I don't know jack shit about it. So I was like, whatever. Try to use that.
Itu goblok sih. Gue malah dengerin itu. Gue kayak, man, I don't want to say that to a guy because I want them to fall in love with me.
No, I want to just to fuck with their mind. Anyway, that is a walk to remember. Yeah, lagi.
Yes.
A walk to remember, guys.
That is a very good one. That's a good one. That's not on my list, but that's definitely a good one.
Oh, cool. That's not on your list. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I watch it every year, and it's definitely, like, my top three.
Okay, what is it? Is it a Christmas movie?
Oh, yeah, girl. You know it is if I'm going to watch it fucking yearly on an annual basis. Every fucking year I'll watch that shit.
Can we say it together? One, two, three. One.
No, I don't know if it's the same one that you think that really? It is. Okay. I know the one that you watch every year.
No, yeah, but I know the one that you watch every year, too. It's not the one that I watch every year.
Okay. You're gonna, okay, ready? One,
two, three. Love Actually?
Love Actually. Yes! Dude.
That's the fucking movie that you watch every motherfucking year. Oh my god.
Dude, I fucking love that movie. And I know that there are so many people who say, like, ini nggak realistis banget, kayak banyak kayak transitions, like the timeline like doesn't seem realistic or whatever. But that's not the point of fucking Christmas movies. It's not the point of Christmas and love movies, right? Like, the point is for you to feel love, and that's what the point of movies are. It's not for you to. It's not a fucking Oscar movie. It's not going to win a fucking Oscar. Best romantic comedy of the year goes to. Nggak ada kategori kayak
gitu. Nggak ada rom-com yang menang Oscar, jujur beneran. Nggak ada.
Nggak ada.
Jadi kalau yang menang Oscar tuh di kepala.
Kalau menurut gue itu emang it's just a series of stories that takes place in a city that I fucking love. I love London so much, and I love British humor, and I love British comedy, and I love a lot of the actors that are in it. Dan menurut gue emang apa ya, kayak the ways that they represent love, whether it be in heartbreak or whether it be in family or whether it be someone dying, kayak itu keren banget. Pokoknya gue bisa nonton itu setiap tahun, dan setiap tahun gue bakal nangis. Dah.
Gue suka banget sama Love Actually because it was one of the first omnibus, I think. Jadi kayak beberapa film omnibus
yeah,
film,
yeah, yeah. Right? It started after that,
yeah.
Right?
And then like it started before that there was a movie from Brad Pitt yang masuk Oscar yang lebih susah lagi, terus ada Crash gitu kan. Pokoknya
Babel,
terus ada Crash. Pokoknya tahun-tahun itu adalah tahun-tahun dimana kayak omnibus. Kalau nggak salah omnibus itu adalah kayak a series of stories, kayak karakternya nggak, biasa kan karakter cuma 2-4 gitu kan. Ini tuh kayak bisa 14-15, tapi ceritanya tuh nyambung-nyambung. Nah, gue suka banget the fact that mereka bikin omnibus, tapi filmnya tuh cinta gitu loh. Terus kayak I don't know, yeah, that's there's something about the British culture that is feels so warm, like so warm. I don't know why.
Because I think yeah. British people in general don't. Yes, it is about religion, but British people, especially people like in like central London and stuff, buat mereka tuh kayak lebih ke cinta, cinta buat lo sama keluarga lo, cinta yeah. buat lo whoever it is that you are in love with. And I think that's the point of Christmas. Jadi kalau misalnya lo belum nonton Love Actually, which I'm sure a lot of people have though, but yeah. if you haven't watched Love Actually and you want to watch it during Christmas. Walaupun ini bukan part yang menurut gue emang apa ya, it's a little bit sad, but it's one of like the most endearing parts of the movie. Itu pas Emma Thompson finds out that her husband is giving a Christmas present to someone that's not her. Karena dia lihat kalau misalnya kado yang dia terima dari suaminya itu emang bukan kayak, oh wait, I saw you buy earrings for someone that yeah, I guess right. that wasn't me, right? Terus, tapi dia tetap yang harus kayak kuat gitu karena she has to bring her kids to like school. And she was like, okay, I'll be right back. And she goes to the room and she cries.
Oh my God.
She's just so good. She's so good at it, dude. She
Emma Thompson,
cried.
She is like really good in making people cry. Like in whatever character she is in, she has this dramatic face expression that makes you feel like, fuck, this girl is so sad. I'm going to cry with her. Yeah, I agree in that part.
So good, dude. It's so good.
So we should have a drink.
Yes.
I'm going to watch a lot of like holiday rom-coms on December. Because fuck, why not? You know?
I mean, that's the thing to do, dude. That's the fucking thing.
Dude, cheers, man. Cheers to Love Actually.
Okay, Sabrina.
We're
going to
talk about the movie that I'm going to watch every year. And you know that. Because we're going to get rid of the movie that we really, really like. Jadi ini film. Gue suka banget nonton film ini. Karena tiap kali gue nonton, I just feel happy. Like, I'm just happy. I don't know. Kayak, the set is so nice. All of the actors are like so, so pretty. And it's so white. You know, kayak gak tau kenapa background-nya putih semua gitu at that moment.
Aduh, ini apa?
Are you gonna try? The movie that I watch every year.
No, I'm waiting.
It's The Holiday, of course. Like, it's the movie that I watch every fucking year. Because The Holiday.
I'm sorry for screaming. But yes. Oh my God.
For The Holiday.
That's another one that, like, it's such a good movie to watch at any time of the year. It doesn't matter if it's Christmas
true. Or not. True. Kayak, biasanya gue tuh kalau lagi ngerasa PMS buruk gitu, gue pengen banget nonton The Holiday. Kalau nggak Cinderella, udah itu aja dua. Jadi The Holiday, it's settingnya itu di lagi-lagi di UK, tapi bukan di London ya. Dia di kota kecil di London. Terus sama satu lagi di LA. It's about two girls that just got their heart broken and then they switch houses. Apparently dulu nggak ada crib kali ya. Jadi lu bisa tukeran rumah kayak misalnya Nicole nih di Singapura nyari rumah di Indonesia. Buat liburan ke Airbnb tapi gak bayar, kita tukeran. Jadi Cameron Diaz dan Kate Winslet, they switches house. So Cameron Diaz tuh cewek LA, sukses, bikin bumper, pokoknya duitnya banyak banget, cantik, independent. I remember she was walking through that fucking...
Cara lo describe itu tai sih, Sam, sumpah.
Dia emang tai banget, man. Masa dia jalan di jalanan yang bersalju gitu pakai boots yang runcing, kan tai ya. Terus udah jalan gitu, gitu dengan kopernya yang so LA gitu loh. Kayak, gue bakal ini, bakal itu, pokoknya repot. Mbak-mbaknya repot banget. Nah, sementara Kate Winslet tuh kayak cewek dari small town, like English Rose, yang baru patah hati, yang kalau nangis hidungnya merah-merah gitu. Seru banget. Terus cowoknya I'm not a fan of Jude Law. I think he's okay looking. I think he's fine. But I like Jack Black. Jack Black, biasanya nih ya, kalau di film-film romcom itu kan, taruhnya, we put like so many like handsome guys in the cast gitu kan. Kalau di sini ya udah ada Jude Law, tapi si Jack Black ini mencuri perhatian gue. Karena gue emang kan suka banget sama Mr. Personality. He has a lot of personality. Terus dia bilang gitu ke ceweknya kayak, siapa sih nama cewek, Kate Winslet. Kalau lo jadi lagu lo tuh kayak, terus dia kayak mainin gitu di keyboard, di keysnya gitu. Terus gue kayak, gue kalau ada cowok yang mikir, ini lagu lo nih kalau jalan nih kayak gini nih. Wah, terus dibikin lagu. Mati gue. Sabrina dead by musician right now. Dead.
Honestly, that is one of the things that makes the movie so fucking great. The soundtrack, and it's all original soundtrack.
Yes.
Menurut gue, paling keren. You know, I went through like a breakup, and you know when like you just need to cry? Whenever I needed to cry, and I wanted to cry because I was like, I just need to like fucking like let it out. I used to listen to that soundtrack and just get drunk and listen to that soundtrack. And I'd be like, dude, it's just fucking amazing.
I don't know that. I mean, like, I think music is in our language, man. Like, you know, and the way music complements a movie, dope. You should watch The Holiday Special on Christmas. Because they be giving you the vibe. Especially kita lagi gak bisa kemana-mana during COVID. Ya kita jalan-jalan aja through. Kayaknya ada Netflix deh. Kemarin gue baru nonton Netflix. Dan it is so good. It is so good. I love it. Is it on your list too?
It is on my list.
Okay, let's drink.
It is on my list. But I have to correct myself. The composer, by the way, gue baru inget itu Hans Zimmer. Bukan Hans Zimmerman. Gue gak mau jadi kayak orang goblok. Pokoknya, it is one of the best fucking soundtracks. If you need a good fucking cry, just listen to that shit. It's just fucking amazing, dude. It's so good. It makes you feel. There is nothing that makes you feel something as fast as music.
Yeah, true. We'll do it
any dude, fucking song that makes you feel something.
I'm just gonna say that that's why people send songs to other people. Because if you can't say your feelings,
that's what playlists are for, baby girl.
Saying with a say with songs. Itu makanya orang selalu bilang kalau ada yang muter lagu tekode. Jujur kadang-kadang iya, tapi gue nggak pernah. Gue nggak pernah karena kenapa? Karena orang udah bilang tekode, jadi gue kasih rahasia. Jadi gue nggak mau tunjukin lagu itu. Gue kadang-kadang. Iya, kan orang kan kadang-kadang kayak iya say with songs gitu kan. Terus wah ini pasti dia muter lagu ini sama apa lah gitu itu kode. Gue nggak mau. So if I play song.
Style lo sama gue tuh beda banget ya, Seb, ya, zaman dulu ya. Kalau gue tuh kayak, gue bikin playlist, gue kirim, gue bikin kayak, you know, burn CD gitu, kayak buat cowok yang gue taruh di lockernya dia, dia gak pernah balas. Gue kayak,
kalau gue
tuh, dia gak suka sama gue.
Kalau gue tuh, I would never, karena gue gengsi. Makan tuh gengsi.
Lu gengsi sih, tapi gue gak ada gengsinya. Gue kayak, I just wear my fucking heart on my sleeve, man.
Ooh, you, my friend, is the kind of friend that I'll protect in freaking high school. Like,
actually, I had a lot of my girlfriends that were still my girlfriends and that are still my girlfriends were girlfriends that were very protective of me. Karena mereka tuh kayak, lu tuh goblok, Nick. Lu goblok. Apa cowok lu goblok. Okay, The Holiday, definitely a good one. And of course, fucking Jude Law. You know the part? Do you know the part in the end when she's like, I can't cry, but then she's in the car and then she cries and she's like, I have to turn back. Terus dia lari pakai haknya dia.
Ya, goblok.
Hak apa itu dia bisa lari di salju, anjing gak sih? Kayak gak mungkin banget dia bisa. Gak mungkin. Terus dia lari balik ke cottage itu, dia lari balik ke rumah itu. Terus dia kayak, I hope he's still there. Terus dia buka pintu. Terus Jude Law lagi nangis juga. Dia kayak, mereka dua-duanya nangis gitu. Kayak, fuck. Nusuk banget, sumpah deh.
And by the way, I'm sorry if we're like doing a little bit spoiler. Tapi kayak, tenang aja. Romcom semua sama loh resepnya. Gitu-gitu aja udah. Tapi aja. Itu keren banget. Gue suka banget sama Jude, sama The Holidays. Padahal gue gak suka Jude Law. Gak tau kenapa gue suka Cameron Diaz.
Oh, you don't like Jude Law?
Oh.
Fuck you. Fuck, are you fucking kidding me?
No, I told you, he's not really handsome for me. I like Jack Black more than I like.
I want to say, okay, it's definitely not my top 5, but it's in my top 10 for sure. Okay,
what is it?
High Fidelity. If you have not watched High Fidelity, you will fucking love High Fidelity.
Okay, let me Google High Fidelity.
So High Fidelity is based on a book. And it's about this guy who's just this neurotic fucking, like, he's just so fucking like in his own brain and he's always overthinking shit. And dia itu baru diputusin, dia baru diputusin. Terus dia kayak ngomong, he breaks the third wall and dia tuh ngomong ke kamera gitu kan.
Oh shit,
he's like, okay.
Okay.
John Cusack. Yeah, dude.
And the girl.
Then dia, no. That's the series. Which you should fucking watch as well. But the original movie was in, I think it's like in the 80s. When did it come out? I have no fucking idea. High Fidelity.
Okay. Anaknya main the remake. But High Fidelity the film. Okay. Tapi yang main juga Lisa Bonet. Oh my God.
Lisa Bonet was one of the characters in the movie. Jadi sebenarnya John Cusack plays this guy who actually this was not in the 80s, dude. I thought this was in the fucking 80s. I think I'm getting it mixed up with it. But this came out in the 2000s, and basically it's about this guy yang dia itu ngomongin like his biggest breakups of all time.
Oh my God!
And he's just like this neurotic fucking guy. But every fucking time he talks about a breakup, he relates it to music. And he relates it to like what a breakup of like how a music gue mabok anjing, gue mabok man, pokoknya dia tuh ngomongin songs that remind him of his breakups and why these breakups mean so much to him. But what's so cool is that this guy, what makes him like so cool is that he owns a record store, and that's why for him music is so important. Jadi kalau misalnya emang you're a music lover and you're sort of, it's, I want to say that it's not really romantic comedy because it's not, there is comedy in it. Tapi itu lebih ke, like he's just a sarcastic motherfucker. He's just so sarcastic and he's so like in his fucking head. And I feel like it reminds me of a lot of people. Like he's not like a leading man. Yeah, he's not. It's just that he's this fucking like neurotic, like I'm so fucking in my head. And like he's just a real character, I think. Dan kalau menurut gue emang lagu-lagu di situ tuh keren. And itu zaman-zaman Catherine Zeta-Jones masih yang kayak I mean she's still pretty fucking hot, but that was like her fucking peak, right? She was so beautiful. She was so beautiful, dude.
Okay. So we're going to talk about
We're going to talk about
music and film because I think one of the essence of watching rom-coms, they have pretty fucking amazing music. And one of the movies that I watch that make me download it, the fucking soundtrack, like on my iPod when I was a kid, is, oh my God, Nick and Nora's playlist.
Dude, I was just thinking about that. Oh my God, fuck,
dude.
Such a good fucking movie, Fab. It's such a good movie.
Dude, I wish that I could be as fucking as hopeless romantic as them. And plus, I love Michael Cera. He looked like a dork, but I love her.
But also, Kat Dennings is also fucking hot, right? She's what fine. The fuck? She's so hot with her fucking big-ass boobs and her red lips. Like, and she's like all subconscious. She's like, no, I've never been fingered before. But then he fingers her and she's like, wow, I've never... Gua gak pernah come segala macam. Terus dia come segala macam. It's such a good fucking movie, Sab.
It's not about porn. You made it sound like it's a porn.
Okay. Sorry. I'm drunk. Too many shots.
Nick and Nora's playlist is about a guy named Nick. And obviously Nora, played by Kat Dennings. Terus kayak, Nora itu punya teman yang gue lupa namanya siapa, Stupid Blonde, yang selalu dikirimin playlist dari CD.
Zaman tapi temennya dia tuh lucu banget. Temennya dia lucu banget.
Teman yang populer. The popular girl, the bitch.
Okay. The bitch. Ex-girlfriend of the whoever.
Yeah, and then dia selalu dikirimin, pacarnya si Nick, dia selalu dikirimin playlist sama Nick. Nah terus, every time, karena cewek-cewek populer Amerika itu kan tipikalnya kayak, oh gue gak suka sama cowok ini, dia dirty, blablabla gitu kan. Nah dia dikirim playlist, lalu dia buang. Nah, selalu dia kayak, CD lagi jelek. Nah si Nora itu selalu pick up her CDs, and then like, play these songs. Terus dia kayak, I think I'm gonna like, kayak gue fall in love deh sama dia dari playlist musiknya. And I can totally fucking relate to that story.
Yes, right.
Because in high school, in uni, everybody who knows me, I can fucking fall in love with you if you have an amazing list of playlists. Like your selection of music really turns me on, like affects me so much. Kalau denger lagu-lagu bagus, especially if you listen to hip hop, because I don't get that a lot. I will like guaranteed 100% gonna like love you. And then this movie really depicts how I feel about that thing. Jadi lo kalau belum pernah nonton, fuck man, gimana caranya kayak seorang cewek bisa fall in love with a guy through a playlist? Fuck, itu old school.
Dude, itu keren banget ya. Menurut gue, I mean, I think there are some people yang it doesn't feel this way for them, but for me, music is such an important thing, and it's like,
man,
if you don't like the same kind of music, it's kind of like, at least you appreciate each other's music. Kalau misalnya lo gak suka,
yeah.
Like, if you don't truly like your partner's music, it's totally fine.
Yeah.
But at least you guys appreciate each other's music.
Yeah.
But if I meet someone that's kind of like, oh, dude, I've met people, young guy, yeah, I don't really like music. I'm like,
huh? And then
how can you not? How like, can you not like music? Fucking weird. What the fuck?
Like, you just like. He just listens to whatever in the top 40 or in the radio. That really turns me off, yo.
Dude. Yo. They don't understand like the meaning of music, dude. And that's that movie is so, dude. I just remember like that sound, the soundtrack. You're right. The soundtrack is so fucking good. It's so good.
It is so good. You were talking about a movie with a soundtrack, and yo, one of the movie that really got me into like a movie soundtrack was Nixon Nora Playlist. I got that movie on my iPod. My big ass 30 giga iPod.
Hello.
I got that in my iPod. I bought that in iTunes, okay? Because I love that movie so much. Gue lebih suka film.
Keren banget sih. Itu film keren banget sih gue bilang.
Gue.
I just love the way that they did it. And it shows off like New York underground music so well.
Oh, yes.
It's so good, dude. I fucking love that movie.
That's
yes, gue jadi nostalgia gitu tau gak sih, karena itu keluar pas gue lagi kayak masih kuliah gitu, terus gue dengerin soundtrack yang kayak, dude, it's just such a good soundtrack, fuck, it's so good.
Gue inget banget, gue dengerin soundtrack itu sambil kayak ngayal gitu loh, karena itu menurut gue film itu indie dan itu dreamy banget. That movie was so dreamy for me, you know, to fall in love with a guy that you barely even know over a fucking soundtrack, come on.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. No.
Dude, it's so good.
Dude, sekarang kalau misalnya ada film itu, gue jatuh cinta sama cowok dari apa Spotify playlist gitu.
Okay, how many do we each have left?
I don't know. I can't even count. Kita punya apa tadi? Walk to Remember, 10 Things I Hate About You, The Holiday, terus
Love Actually.
Terus sekarang Nixon Norris playlist, She's All That. Sekarang kita punya 4. We have 2 more. 2 each, okay? 2 each.
2 each, okay. Fuck, that's gonna be hard! Fuck, so many good ones.
Yeah, 2 each, okay? And?
It's either between My Best Friend's Wedding, which I fucking love.
Oh my god, such a classic.
It is a classic, right? My Best Friend's Wedding, or there's another movie called While You Were Sleeping. Why and it's with Sandra Bullock.
While You Were Sleeping. I think I have watched that. That's so good. No, not that one.
Itu, I don't know when this movie came out, but it was...
90s, of course. I didn't watch it.
1995.
It's not on my list, so we're safe. Okay.
Let's do While You Were Sleeping. Karena I think My Best Friend's Wedding is a movie that a lot of people know. Dan kalau misalnya lo belum nonton, lo harus nonton, because it's one of Julia Roberts' best movie, and it's a fucking hilarious movie, karena itu bukan endingnya yang kayak she gets the guy or whatever, but I think it's just a really, really good movie.
I think it's a really good
but,
to reflect on yourself, I think.
Yes, it is.
Girl, take your camera, girl, you know? Okay, we'll talk about this. Ini apa namanya? While You Were Sleeping.
While You Were Sleeping. So, While You Were Sleeping, kenapa gue mau ngomongin ini? Karena I feel like a lot of people don't really know this movie that well. But this is a movie Sandra Bullock was in. And it's a Christmas movie as well. Sap, kalau misalnya lo mau nonton Christmas movie yang lo belum nonton, lo nonton ini. Lo harus nonton. Jadi, this is about a woman who works in the train station in, I think it's set in Chicago.
Okay.
And it's Christmas, and she's kind of like an orphan. Dia tuh nggak punya orang tua segala macam. So she works at the train station, and every day at the train station, she sees a guy who comes to put, zaman dulu, zaman 90s kan dia taro like a token, like a coin.
Yeah.
Give the token to the girl and she gives you a ticket. So she would be like the ticket girl, right? And this guy would come every morning to give a coin and she would always think that this guy was always super, super cute. And yeah. she'd always look at him and be like, oh man, he's so cute. But like, whatever. She didn't, dia gak ngapain approach. And then one day, there was like a fight in the train. Terus tiba-tiba fight ini tuh kayak kena si cowok ini pas dia lagi nunggu kereta. Terus cowok ini tuh jatuh like on like the train tracks or whatever. And the girl panicked. Dia pergi ke train tracks and she was like trying to wake him up karena dia tiba-tiba unconscious. Of course, so fucking 90s, right? Just because he fell, he's fucking unconscious. Anyway, so she tried to wake him up. Terus, okay, they got off the train tracks. Dia bawa ke rumah sakit segala macam. And he's in a coma. He's in a coma for some reason. And then, now that I say it, I feel like so fucking stupid. But anyway, he's in a fucking coma. And kayak keluarganya dia datang. Datang segala macam. Terus si cewek ini tuh kayak yang duduk situ kayak, I was gonna marry that man one day. And then the nurse of whoever was there was like, oh my god, this must be the fiance. Did he kayak mistaken buat jadi fiancenya? Keluarganya dia datang terus yang kayak, oh, lu mau nikah anak gue? Gue baru tahu karena gue udah lama gak ngomong sama anak gue, bla 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 segala macam. Anyway, I think I don't want to spoil it for people, but I do want to spoil it for people because I love fucking spoilers. But I feel like everybody should watch it. It is literally one of Sandra Bullock's. Like her early days when she was still like a sweetheart, she was like just America's sweetheart, and she still is. But I mean, like, itu salah satu romcom yang gue bisa nonton berkali-kali. Itu lucu banget, and it's a Christmas movie, so you should watch
I'm gonna put it on my list. That movie, we're not gonna drink a shot because I haven't watched it. But
yeah,
gue udah punya dua nih, High Fidelity sama While You Were Sleeping. Okay, so we're gonna talk about old movies, and I'm gonna bring it back to the 90s as well. This is one of the movies that I really, kenapa ya? There's something about New York and Christmas that, you know.
Can I guess?
Wait, let me. Yeah, you wanna guess? Yeah, it's in New York.
Just Sleep Us in Seattle.
No, you almost got it. No, not that one.
Oh, I know. Is it You've Got Mail?
Yes! Karena Sleepless in Seattle is slightly too old for me, you know? Like, it's kind of like, I got
kebelakang. Dude, Sleepless in Seattle was like the original You've Got Mail. That's the reason they made You've Got Mail.
I know, especially when Harry Met Sally. That one is the old one, but gue suka banget sama You've Got Mail. So You've Got Mail is start yang main tuh Tom Cruise and Meg Ryan. Keep in mind Meg Ryan zaman dulu tuh kalau romcom nggak ada Meg Ryan tuh nggak lengkap. Jadi lo bukan romcom kalau lo nggak punya Meg Ryan, okay? So Meg Ryan or Drew Barrymore is one of like the romcom queens gitu karena Meg Ryan's especially she's like oh my god. Everybody who watched rom-coms, Meg Ryan has to be in it.
Tapi, dude, she was like the queen of rom-coms.
Yes. Whether it's like sad or like, you know, comedies and shit like that. But You Got Mail. Back to You Got Mail. Ini cerita tentang dua orang who owns a bookstore. So Meg Ryan is story about 2%. Jadi Meg Ryan itu adalah cewek yang punya little bookstore in New York, in Manhattan especially. Terus toko bukunya itu, it's... You know what? When you read comics, I don't know. When you read novel, it's something that you always dreamed about when you read something about bookstore. Okay, toko bukunya kecil. Dia tuh kayak punya, there's a little bell in front of it, and then Meg Ryan every week would read a story to every like kids. Terus kayak gak make sense gitu anjing. Gak ada orang yang baca cerita buat anak kecil. Dia masukin toko buku. Kalau lo mau dibaca cerita, lo beli anjir pakai audiobook. Nah terus Tom Hanks ini punya toko buku kayak raksasa gitu, kayak Perry Plus atau kayak apapun yang kan toko buku kayak supermarket gitu yang bakal dibuka di depan toko bukunya si Meg Ryan. Tapi mereka berdua tuh musuhan. Ya biasalah kan musuhan, terus habis itu ternyata tuh mereka IM-IM-an. Ya Allah, belum zaman apa, belum zaman WhatsApp, belum zaman apa, lo masih kayak IM with strangers.
Instant message, yo.
That is so creepy though, but like they pretend to be like, ya udah mereka sama-sama curhat tentang apapun yang mereka alami.
Tapi sama... zaman dulu kayak gitu loh, Sahab. Zaman dulu memang kayak gitu. Dan itu agak romantic. It's romantic, dude.
Nah, the thing that I really like about this movie, tentang judulnya kan You've Got Mail. Jadi tentang kayak lo gimana caranya lo baru dapat email. Oh my god, gue dapat email dari cowok ini and I feel giddy and I feel deg-degan and shit like that. And the thing that I love, this is the first generation of internet, you know? Like the first introduction to us us to internet gitu. Terus kayak gimana mereka bisa fall in love without knowing that they're actually like an arch enemy. Dan lo harus baca sih settingnya itu di New York, terus settingnya itu Christmas, terus gimana caranya mereka musuhan, terus bisa jadi cinta, terus sama it has element that I need, which is bookstore. Jadi gue gak mau spoiler banyak, tapi it's about two strangers who fall in love over an instant messaging before Tinder. So yeah, you've got
but there. Isn't that fucking, if you think about that, right? Ini sekarang aja, sometimes we think about Tinder kind of like, Tinder just seems to always connect to like sex. Can you send dick pics? Can you send whatever? But for some whatever reason, zaman dulu ya, kita lo sama gue juga kayak sempet kayak instant message gitu segala macam like AOL or whatever, right? Yeah. I think back in the day, for some reason, people were more respectable in like what they were sending to each other. Kenapa ya? Aku juga nggak tahu kenapa alasannya apa.
Tinder of as a medium of really like a really as a medium of communication gitu. Instead of just like kirimin foto tete, kirimin instead of using it as a medium of you know sex gitu. Kayak nggak semua tentang seks gitu. Maybe people you know especially in this COVID days, gimana coba cara lo cari cowok kalau nggak lewat Tinder? Iya nggak sih?
Gue ngerti banget sih, kayak sebenarnya mungkin orang yang bikin Tinder juga bukan, I think in their minds wasn't like, hey, let's make this app so that people can have sex with each other just casually. But to be very fair, kalau misalnya emang lo mau have sex casually juga, nggak ada masalah sih sebenarnya. Cuman, I think there is just, what we're trying to say is like, kayak zaman waktu film You've Got Mail keluar, and we had like this sort of like instant message thing where we didn't really know each other either, but there was a certain line that you couldn't cross. Mereka tuh kayak apa ya? Cara mereka ngomong tuh kayak you just want to have a conversation with someone with someone. It wasn't really like about like gimana cara gue bisa ngewe sama cewek ini atau gimana, enggak ada kayak gitu sih.
Sekarang tuh agendanya kayaknya cuma itu, and it's okay. Cuman kayak gimana ya? It can't be just about sex. You know?
Yeah. I know.
Be about getting late. Come on, man. This is what romance is bad these days, bro. I'm so sorry. My inner drunkenness is coming up right now. I'm drunk.
Kita tuh harus minum satu lagi loh, karena itu that was actually originally on my list. I had to take it out because I didn't have enough space.
Is it on your list?
It was on my list originally. I mean, come on, how can it not be? It's like so old New York. It's so Tom Hanks and fucking Meg Ryan shit, yo.
Jadi teman-teman, kalau misalnya lo mau nyari, lo tinggal Google Meg Ryan. Nah, Meg Ryan tuh punya list. Dia ada City of Angels, ada itu, ada si.
City of Angels tapi sedih, itu bukan romcom, damn it. Itu cuma sedih doang.
Sorry. Itu gak com. Itu rom doang. Rom drama.
Gak ada, itu rom doang. Gak ada rom. Itu rom drama doang. Itu kayak gila. Itu gak ada lucunya sama sekali. Sumpah deh.
Ya bener. Itu gak ada lah. Itu sedih banget sih. Itu sama Notebook bikin gue stres.
Anjing ya. Semua aja itu kayak ya gue suka banget Notebook. Buat gue Notebook itu bikin gue nangis. Kayak kebanyakan nangis tau gak sih. Kayak gue sedih. Gue nonton itu kayak gue gak mau sedih. Stres ya kan, gue kayak aduh gue stres banget nonton film ini, gak mau gue.
Apapun dari Nicholas Sparks itu bikin gue stres. Walk to Remember juga dari Nicholas Sparks, itu makanya nangis Bombay. Tapi cowoknya
gak Nicholas Sparks?
Yeah, Walk to Remember from Nicholas Sparks.
Damn,
I used to read a lot of Nicholas Sparks when I was in high school. Oh my god, cheers bro.
Of course you would, cheers. Yes.
God damn. Tapi yang jelek sekarang dia udah operasi sana sini, jadi dia nggak mirip sama dia.
Iya, kenapa dia operasi sih? Itu yang gue bikin sedih tau.
Gue juga bingung, padahal dia dulu cantik, kenapa jadi ribet muka sekarang, gue bingung.
Iya.
Yeah. Anyway, Nicole, okay. I hope your movie is not on my list. If not, we have to drink. Anjing.
I have a feeling that my last, like my number one rom-com movie is your number one rom-com movie.
Are you fucking kidding me? Apaan? Gue stres sama mikirannya.
Because you haven't named it, and I feel like lo kayak gue feeling aja deh kalau itu sama.
Apanya?
When Harry Met Sally.
No. Yay,
Anjay. Okay. Yes, my number one rom-com movie is When Harry Met Sally. I fucking love it. It's so old New York. It's so the conversation that they have in the movie is just so real. Like
it's real smart.
In the sense, it's smart. This movie was made in the fucking 80s, okay? But like, I mean, that was also at a time when what the fuck is the actor's name? Oh my fucking god. I'm so
fucking... si botak itu When Harry Met Sally.
okay. Just because it's number one, I need to like look this shit up. Okay, so it's 1989.
Billy Crystal.
Billy fucking Crystal. Fucking shit. How could I fucking forget that
1989.
Shit? This was when this is like when Meg Ryan, dude, in my opinion, Meg Ryan looks fucking the best here. She looks so beautiful.
She did the iconic orgasm scene. Is it here? The
iconic orgasm scene, dude. It's everywhere, right? Yeah. Ini kalau menurut gue, okay. Jadi kalau misalnya kalian tuh nggak tahu ini tentang apa, ini basically Billy Crystal, who is Harry, and Meg Ryan, who plays Sally, they meet because whatever, for some reason in university, because you know Harry at the time, his girlfriend was friends with Sally. Then lama-lama over the years into the 90s, they become friends. And Harry makes it very clear to Sally that ya cewek sama cowok itu nggak bisa jadi teman. It's just not possible. There's no way that boys and women and men can be friends, because men always want to fuck women.
Yeah.
And Sally's like, dude, what the fuck? No way. How can this be? I have guy friends, blah blah blah. And they're like, nope. If they haven't fucked you, that means that they want to fuck you.
Yeah.
So this goes on, and I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't watched it. Kalau misalnya lo belum nonton, pokoknya this is one of the best rom-coms of all time. I can't even like express how good this is. And it's just like, I think walaupun lo gak suka rom-com, lo bisa appreciate this is very, very old New York and old back and forth like banter. Buat lo kayak apa ya, kayak keren aja gitu loh, kayak yeah, this is not the kind of shit that we do now anyway. It's just good to appreciate that kind of language back in the day. Itu kayak keren banget sih.
Gua setuju sih sama, tapi it's not on my list, but I understand why do you like this movie. Karena number one gue tuh cuman ini. Number one gue tuh udah ada Holiday. Gue suka banget The Holiday, udah titik.
That's your number one?
That's my number one. Karena udah feel good aja udah. It makes me feel good. That's it.
Keren sih.
Nah, gue punya satu film lagi. Gue suka banget. Ini udah kan, romcom lu udah kan. This is the last one. So I'm keeping this one as the last one. It's not my favorite, but I always keep that in my mind. Mungkin karena the character is really like fucking relatable to me as a person. Like I don't know. Okay. Up until today, maybe Nick, if you realize. So this is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
That's a good movie. It's not my top 10, but it's definitely a good movie.
So How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is about two guys and girls, okay? Basically, ada Kate Hudson dan Matthew McConaughey. Jadi Kate Hudson itu kerjanya di Woman's Magazine. Terus Matthew McConaughey di Men's Magazine. Jadi mereka berdua itu saingan demi mendapatkan satu klien. Nah, klien mereka itu adalah perusahaan Diamonds. Nah, gimana caranya mereka ditantangin sama masing-masing redaksi atau leader untuk kayak gimana caranya lo bikin cowok ini jatuh cinta sama lo. Nah, terus ceweknya ini bilang gimana caranya lo ngilangin cowok ini dalam 10 hari. Nah, menurut gue itu relatable banget karena kayak mereka berdua sebenarnya they really like each other, but the girl is kind of fucking acting up because she really wants the job, and then she try to annoy these guys in 10 days. Nah, terus gue tuh relatable banget sama ceweknya karena cewek tuh gengsian dan gue tuh gengsian. Jadi gue tuh I will do anything, like
parah banget ya.
Parah banget, kayak I will do anything in to the extent kayak misalnya gue suka nih sama cowok, tapi gue gengsi, gue bakal nangis, bakal kayak patah hati, tapi gue gak bakal bilang sama cowoknya. Gue kan nangis-nangis ke teman gue. Kayak I miss this guy, tapi gue gak bakal bilang sama dia. Kenapa? Karena gue gengsi. Nah, this character itu relatable banget sama gue, itu romantis dan komedinya juga dapat karena Matthew McConaughey itu anjing lucu banget dan Kate Hudson juga goblok. Mereka tuh kayak berantem gara-gara tanaman misalnya atau gara-gara hal yang gak penting sih, itu ringan banget. If you need like a pick me up movie, if you need something that just, you know, gonna make you laugh and it doesn't have any like apa ya deep meaning or whatever, and you just like to see like good looking people, you should watch that. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Pokoknya kalau misalnya emang lo mau nonton romcom dari list kita, please do. I really highly suggest it. I understand that kalau misalnya list dari gue sama Sabrina itu kayak nggak ada yang like, no, there's like no, there's no movies that are like above 2005.
Yeah, I understand. Bener.
It's not because we're old. It's because we really appreciate the way that rom-coms were made back in like the early 2000s and like the 90s and like the 80s.
Because we're old. Oh my god.
Tapi gini, kan kita udah bilang ini dari awal. Rom-coms back in the day felt more romantic because there was no such thing as a smartphone. Dan lo gak bisa cek lo mau ketemu siapa, lo mau ketemu di mana. Emang gini aja deh. Kalau misalnya lo mau ketemu sama cewek atau lo mau ketemu sama cowok, lo tuh harus janjian. Oke, kita janjian di mall, kita janjian di mana. It doesn't even have to go according to, hey, are you there yet? Are you there? You can't like WhatsApp each other. You just have to trust the fact that that person is going to be there at that time. And the fact that you have to trust a person that you may not even truly trust, that's like, dude, isn't that fucking romantic? No. That's fucking romantic, no? No,
that's borderline stupid and dude, gue goblok ya dulu ya, percaya sama gitu-gitu. Astaga, ya ampun, gue bingung.
Gak goblok, Sap. Itu goblok, emang zaman dulu kayak gitu. Gak ada, Sap. Yes, hey, gue mau bilang ya, zaman dulu. Nyokap gue sama bokap gue pisah, mereka masih pacaran waktu itu. Bokap gue tuh kirim surat ke nyokap gue setiap bulan, and he would send her letters, and she showed me the letters, and I was like, wow, so fucking romantic. Now they're married, and he doesn't give a shit, right? He's not gonna But the point is that back in that day, that was the only way that you could communicate. Because you didn't take shit for granted. You didn't fucking take shit for granted. I feel like such a fucking grandma fucking talking about this shit. Fine. But the point is that rom-com yang kita ngomongin, kenapa buat kita tuh special? Karena it is just a part of life that's never gonna come back again.
True that.
And if you can watch these movies and be like, wow, damn, back in the day, and dang, back in the day, mereka tuh kayak gini. Dan orang lebih romantis. Tahu deh, gue gak mabok gue.
Iya, yeah, like, lo mabok. Jadi back in the day, we appreciate things more than we have now. Karena dulu tuh kita aja, gue inget banget ada satu film ya. I don't know what movie that was. Jadi film itu tuh dia mau ngirimin mawar ke ceweknya. Jadi dia ngirimin mawar tuh dengan cara dia fotokopi bunga mawar. Abis itu bunga mawar tuh di fax. Are you fucking kidding me? You try to use fucking technology to send fucking roses out. Why don't you fucking send like physical roses? But I actually have to like, you know, A for effort. Karena hari ini, intinya dari podcast ini, anjing, gak ada alasan untuk lo gak romantis, anjing ya. Karena lo kalau kirim makanan bisa liat gojek, goblok. Lo kirimin bunga bisa liat gojek, anjing. Lo telepon tinggal video call. Lo sekarang gak tau terima kasih. Wah, terakhirnya marah-marah.
Okay, alright. Motherfucker, sister, fix. I think we gotta fucking end the show because both Sabrina and I are fucking wasted. Kita cuma pengen bilang, kalau misalnya emang list kita itu nggak apa ya, kalau menurut lo kayak, aduh, di sini apaan ya? Please DM to us on our Instagrams.
Yes.
And on our Instagrams, bisa kan nggak sih ngomong kayak gitu Instagram? Lo bisa Instagram.
Yeah, bisa.
DM Sabrina, DM gue.
Yeah.
Soon there will be a fixed PMS. Instagram of our own that we will definitely,
and we're gonna use it as a media. We're gonna use it, you know, to
yes.
find the article that we liked. We're gonna use it to set informations, you know. Jadi buat cewek-cewek yang butuh kayak US media, cuman sekedar kayak information and some shit. Nicole or I I think we're going to be really passionate about it.
Okay, so look out for our Instagram that will be coming up probably sometime next week.
Yes.
This is going to air in a few days. But if you have a rom-com that you feel didn't make our list, coba DM gue atau Sabrina kayak, kenapa rom-com ini tuh enggak? Ini rom-com gue. Gue suka banget rom-com ini. Kasih tahu alasannya kenapa. And for now, that's pretty much it because we're fucking wasted.
And you know what? I want you to send us actually like a recommendation of rom-coms because, you know, we can't
have
too much rom-com. I can cry.
Yes.
I want. Jadi teman-teman yang punya rom-com itu dan maybe some of the rom-coms are not on our top 10 because we don't have enough space. But, you know.
Yes.
Achu boo. Wait for our Instagram. Wait for another episode. If you're not listening, I don't give a shit. Because we love doing it.
Okay. All right. The pictures of Sister Fickert.
We can't even try to hide how drunk we are. Guys, I feel like this episode is getting drunker and drunker. Ya udahlah, terima aja.
Drunk episode. It's a drunk. This is what we're gonna call the episode, the drunk episode. All right, Mother Fixers and Sister Fixers. Yep. Thank you so much for listening to our bullshit. Fix PMS, where the real talk gets real.
And we feel all the motherfucking feels, motherfucker. Bye.
Bye.